This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Attention everyone! Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on furniture and bedding, cookware and holiday decor, and tons more. Now's the time to score big on finds to feast, get festive, and get comfortable all season long. Plus, enjoy fast and easy shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
All right, the one and only twice published author, Ryan Wiggins, in studio right now. And proud to say on Friday, I texted you a copy, a picture of your book that arrived in the mail at my house. I ordered it. And you say I was the first one.
There is almost no doubt in my mind that that was the first book, because I ordered a handful, you know, probably a dozen or so, just to have and events and stuff, and I still haven't gotten mine. So you ordered yours just a day before mine, and you have to be the first that got one.
Well, thank you. And I meant to bring it in this morning, and in my absent-mindedness, I forgot to do that. So go pick up the grocery list. You can find it on Amazon, Food for Thought. You should have just called it Wiggins America, because it's like Wigginisms is how I would describe it.
It really is. Yeah, yeah. I could have called it that.
As the author of the book, do you get at least one free copy?
They send you proofs, so you can get up to 5 proofs. But I was doing everything so last minute that I didn't even have time to get them.
That would be me.
That's what it is. It's whatever you get, that's what it's going to be.
Well, we talked about this last week, but in case you missed it, if you ever watch Saturday Night Live with Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy, that skit that used to be on there, what, was it in the 80s?
Through probably the mid to late 90s.
Oh, it was that late? That long? I didn't know it lasted that long. Ryan managed to get the actual Jack Handy as a person. It's not a character.
Yeah.
He found Jack Handy, like, in a retirement home down in Arizona somewhere, and talked the guy into writing the foreword for his book.
Well, he just gave me he told me no initially, and then I don't know if he read it and liked it or what, but then he completely changed his mind and said, okay, fine, I'll do it. And he sent me a handful of book blurbs.
Oh, that's great.
That he spent time on. I really appreciated that, because he said, pick one of these, and that's the one that's on the cover.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I love it. Well, congratulations
on that.
Thank
you very much.
Fantastic. I do love that. So you brought in something on Act Blue. I know it's one of the organizations that funds a lot of liberal causes and liberal politicians, right?
Yeah. The Act Blue is it's actually a pretty amazing website and organization, because they allow you, if you're, you know, a local Democrat anywhere, and let's say you're in Illinois, and you say, I really like Kamala Harris. I like to donate to Kamala Harris, but I also want to donate to this one specific House rep, and I like Missouri's Amendment 3. So you could donate to all these things if you wanted to
on one website. Wow.
And, of course, we can talk about the fact that that's out of state some other time.
Right.
But this organization was amazing. They garnered $1 billion for Democrat candidates and issues across the board this election cycle. That's a lot of money. The problem is about 60% of it they can account for legally.
What?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Well, that's what... So there's multiple investigations, one from the House Ethics Committee. There's a court case in Wisconsin that actually just was the big news of the last couple of days, that that's moving forward now. And there's 19 state attorneys generals looking into this, because there's that means that about $600 million they can account for with proper credit card files. About $400 million... they have just the credit card number and no other real information
on where it came from?
Right.
Okay.
And so when you have a website that's set up to take credit cards in one way, the 60%, you go, well, why did you have 40% that you just have credit card and no three-digit code, no nothing else? The reason this has become a big problem is because one of the people that had one of these random credit cards... And here's the allegation, is that it looks like they just were stealing from random credit cards.
No kidding.
That's the allegation.
Okay.
The reason that they're looking into this is that one of the random people that they did this to happened to be a Republican strategist in Wisconsin. And he caught it, and he said, there has been hundreds of donations to Democrat causes from my credit card that I did not authorize through Act Blue. He took it. Now, a lot of people would look at that and go, I'm calling, and this is credit card fraud. And, you know, you get your refund and you move on. He's like, no, 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 this is a bigger deal. So he's made a huge stink about it. And now all these different investigations are looking into it. They have they wouldn't have known any of this $400 million stuff other than for this guy. Now, he keeps pushing this court stuff forward, and it just got its next step in Wisconsin yesterday. They said, yeah, this case can proceed because this looks super fishy. So they're starting to subpoena their records. The house of cards is coming down. The problem is, what are we going to actually find out here? Because if you subpoena records...
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you going to do? Go, here's all my fraud. Like, I wait to see what's actually going to come from this, but there's a lot of suspicion around a lot of Democrat money.
Well, under subpoena, though, you could find out who owned those credit cards. If you have the credit card number, MasterCard or Visa could tell you who the owner of the card was, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you turn over the correct credit cards. Right. I'm just saying that there's going to be a long process of them going, oh, we're going to take as long as we can to turn these things over. And then once they do, somebody's going to have to look into mm-hmm. it. This could be years and years. But the fact that 40%, $400 million.
That's huge.
Was taken from credit cards that look a lot different than the other 60%. I'll say it that way. Looks like it could be massive, massive fraud.
Boy, I'd love to hear what Hans thinks about that, since he worked on the Elections Commission. Maybe remind me Monday, Kim, and we'll be sure and ask him about that.
This obviously sounds very, very sketchy, but one thought that comes to mind is that for whatever reason, it seems like the left is just better at organizing. They're better at fundraising. They're better at all of these things. And clearly there's some issues with Act Blue, but does the conservative side, do we have anything like that? Because it seems like this is actually a good way, if they were actually being truthful about things, a good way to do it, right? Where you can donate to different causes and be very specific about where your money is going. So if it were done right, it seems like this would be a good idea for conservatives.
Doesn't Win Red do that? Isn't that the
name
of it?
Is that what it is?
I think so. I can't swear to that. But I would point out that out fundraising Trump didn't do them a lot of good in this case.
Yeah, because they did. Yeah. And I don't know how much of this Act Blue money went to the Harris campaign.
Right.
I'm sure it was a portion, you know, a good portion of it. But the problem is, and you were kind of alluding to this, Kim, that whenever you hear about these problems, you know, and we say this a lot, it's not just that Democrats are scoundrels. There's a lot of Republicans who are terrible, too. Mm-hmm. You get these people out. But the problem is, anytime we hear about this stuff, it seems to be Democrats doing it. And I'm not looking into just things that look good for Republicans. You know, you're reading the news. The problem is, you read the mainstream news. I looked this story up this morning. There were zero stories about it across any mainstream news outlets.
That's
I had to
shocking.
Look up old articles and really research, because there's stuff from the last few months about this as things have moved forward. Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed on it, and finally Real Clear Policy is catching up. So it's just few and far. Like, there's great journalism happening. It's just not in the mainstream media.
What they can do that we've learned today, Mark, is if someone was caught lying about the credit cards and the money and where it was going, they can be like, I didn't lie, I changed course.
Yes, that's
I went
true.
Back on a promise I'd previously made. I didn't lie.
According
that's
to
what
Corinne,
they're saying about Hunter Biden and Joe repeatedly
just,
saying that he, you know, lied.
He just changed course. Corinne
right,
Jean-Pierre.
Right. That's not lying.
Very, very
you have to,
dignified.
But then you have to acknowledge the fact that Joe Biden could ever chart his own course, and he's far beyond that these days.
Man, that's big news this
not
weekend.
Not the captain.
I was out of
was
town,
it?
And that yeah. one broke through. The pardon, I was like, okay, that
people
one.
I'm walking around Silver Dollar City in Branson. People are texting me.
Really?
Did you hear what he did? Pardon?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I'm not surprised. I called it from the beginning. I'm like, of course he will.
Yeah.
It may be January 19th, but he'll pardon that kid before he leaves office. Because you would be tempted to do it if it was your son. It's just the scope of the pardon and the allegation that there was some wrongdoing on the part of his own Justice Department that is shocking about the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, he's setting a new precedent that just suggests, well, if you're a related to the president, you go do anything you want for a long time.
11 years.
And just go, hey, I got a free ride here.
I saw some of my left-leaning friends saying things like, well, it's a victimless crime that Hunter was. I'm like, oh, well,
oh,
doesn't.
Gun crime violations
are victimless. Yeah, interesting. I wouldn't say that. But then you think about Trump and what he's been facing and all these stupid charges that he's been facing and was convicted of.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was
particularly
victimless.
In New York, where that was victimless.
Right, right.
Right, yeah. With the fraud, supposedly business fraud.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential, but it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.